Birini Guerrier's quiet home is worlds away from the destruction in Port-au-Prince, but even here in Gonaïves, 100 kilometers north of the epicenter, Guerrier's family feels the effects of the earthquake. She remembers her first thought when she heard the news.
My first reaction was, I have to get to Port-au-Prince because my daughter is there. I have to find out what happened to her.
Guerrier was relieved to find her daughter Ivna safe with close friends. But the friends had to escape the devastation too, so they asked to come to Gonaïves.
I couldn't tell them no because they were the ones who took care of my daughter in Port-au-Prince.
Suddenly, Guerrier's household swelled from 10 people to 18. There were almost twice as many mouths to feed, but no extra food to feed them. Now, 11 weeks later, Guerrier has run out of the grains that the family had stored. She has been forced to sell her livestock to pay for food, and with no money for seeds and insects attacking her crops, the next harvest is at risk.
We don't have money to buy insecticide. The little money we have, we use to take care of the kids. We don't have a lot of money.
All across Haiti, families that struggled before the earthquake to feed themselves now find themselves with hungry guests. Charles Aidy is chief of agriculture for the Artibonite department, where Gonaïves is located.
The people who left Port-au-Prince brought nothing with them but their appetites.
Some 60,000 people arrived in Artibonite after the earthquake, swelling the population by 20% within days. At first, food aid helped some families ease the burden, but Aidy says that stage is coming to an end.
Deuxième phase, non? Si.
The second step is to try to create work so that people who left Port-au-Prince have money so they can survive.
Experts say the newly arrived workers actually could be a boon to rural Haiti. Putting them to work improving food production could help reduce Haiti's food shortages. Creating rural jobs is on everyone's to-do list, from the government to the UN to aid groups. But so far, for families like the Guerriers, the need is urgent and it's now. Daughter Ivna tries to be positive.
Even if we eat only once in the morning, we spend the whole day cracking jokes, and we feel good.
If jobs don't come soon, food could run out for many Haitians, and the humor won't be far behind. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Gonaïves.